Good evening, ladies and gents. I am rather tired at the moment, so I do apologize if this boo is a little lackluster. Anyhow, I hope this day finds you all well and hail. It finds me, apparently, in the process of becoming a congenital idiot. But at least I'm not the only one in the vicinity, as you will find out if you keep listening. Anyhow, I had a lovely event at church today to attend, and it was a lot of fun. The guy that led it is our minister emeritus, who, for some reason, was christened Arthur, but is called Harry. I have no idea how that works. But anyhow, when I saw him today, I said, "Hail Arthur, King of the Britons! Fought any Saxons lately?" And of course that was what I threatened to, that I would say, in an earlier post. He didn't laugh. Everybody else did, but he didn't. Oh dear. Anyhow, so after this event was over, I went to the nearby pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Okay, first of all, this is a bit of a long story, so bear with me. The pharmacist said, "Okay, you're taking half a tablet of this one medication in the morning and half in the evening, correct?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Okay, no problem, we'll get that ready for you." So he did that, and while that was happening, I went up to customer service and got some help picking up some various bits and pieces that I needed. And I must say, by the way, the lady at customer service was just an angel. She was so helpful. It's really refreshing because I have dealt with so many unfriendly shop assistants in this area in the past. So it's really nice when someone will go out of his or her way to be helpful. And I made sure to thank this lady profusely. She said, "Oh, it's all part of my job, dear." And I said, "Well, you're certainly doing a good one." Anyhow, I told her, after we had picked up my various bits and bobs, that I had forgotten to give my health benefits drug card to the pharmacist. It's a good thing I remembered, because he certainly didn't remind me. And she said, "Okay, no problem, we'll just go back there and you can do that." We got to the pharmacy counter, and I handed over my various health benefits documents because I wasn't sure which one had the drug card attached to it. And the pharmacist was like, "I'm sorry, it's not in this bunch of papers." And I was like, "What on earth?" Because whenever I get my documentation from the Ontario Disability Support Plan people, I always put it in my purse and I always have everything together. I thought, how could the drug card not be there? That doesn't make any sense. And then I remembered that I went to the dentist's office on, I think it was January 5th, and I gave them my dental card, and the drug card might have been attached to it. So I told the pharmacist, and the assistant was actually very nice about it. She said, "You know what, don't worry about it. Just give them a call, see if they have it. And if they do, they can fax it over to us." And I said, "Okay, no problem, I'll do that." Well, I finished my business at the pharmacy and got home. And I discovered two things. I went rummaging around in my purse to see if I, for some reason, could have missed the drug card. And I found a slip of paper that looked suspiciously like a rent check. Then I realized that idiotic me had, rather than handing in my rent check to my landlord, had given him my drug card instead. Because they're roughly the same size, and of course, being totally blind, I couldn't entirely tell the difference without really looking at them thoroughly. So I just handed over a slip of paper that looked pretty much the same size as my rent check, only it wasn't. The only reason I was able to tell that today is because this rent check that I found in my purse had some handwriting on it that was raised. I'm sure you've seen those pens before that when you write with them, the writing actually kind of gets raised on the paper so that it's something that you can actually touch. So then I had to call the landlord and explain the situation, and I said, look, I'm really sorry about this. There's obviously been a mix-up. I gave you the wrong piece of paper last time. Rather than giving you my rent check, I gave you my drug card. Now, why he didn't tell me that I'd done that ages ago, I don't know. Maybe he just hadn't bothered looking. I'm not sure. Rather strange, since this is now pretty much the middle of January. But anyhow, he said, don't worry about it. I'll come over now and give you your drug card. I also have some mice in my apartment, unfortunately, so he gave me some mouse poison to put in the kitchen. Hopefully that will take care of them. It seemed to last time. So, yeah, found out that stupid me had given the landlord a drug card and not a rent check. But then, when I opened up my vial of medication to put some in my pill organizer, I discovered that I was not the only idiot in town. Because my pharmacist had not cut my pills. And he even said to me, before he started to get the prescription ready, he even said, oh, you take half a tablet in the morning and half a tablet at night, right? And I said, yes. So would that normally not clue someone into the fact that pills would need to be cut? I can't do it myself because A, I don't have a pill cutter, and B, these pills are very powdery, and I wouldn't trust myself to cut them properly even if I did have a pill cutter. My mother has tried in the past when the stupid pharmacist forgot, and half the pills ended up getting wasted because they turned to powder. So what I'm going to have to do is bring both the drug card and the pills into the pharmacy. So I'll have to go back again. I'm doing it tomorrow morning, though. I refuse to go out now. It's dark now. It's a fair walk. And I don't like being out at night on my own. If I had someone to go with, I wouldn't mind. But I'm not going by myself. So anyway, at least I have another good reason for going, because the silly pharmacist didn't cut my pills in half. I can't believe that! And this isn't the first time they've done this to me, either. I did another really stupid thing today, too, but my mind is blocking it. I cannot recall what it was. So yeah, this is my day for doing really idiotic things. I think I know what it was. I brought my Olympus to record some of the hymns at this church event, and it's a good thing that they didn't get recorded because the pianist forgot her glasses. Poor lady. And she couldn't see the music. And people tried to sing, but they were all in different keys. It was actually quite funny, really. But anyhow, yeah, I forgot to record, or I don't know, I thought I pressed record, and maybe I didn't. I think I pressed something else. But anyhow, then I forgot to press the hold switch on my Olympus, which is really dumb. So as I was going home from the pharmacy, I heard this voice, this mysterious voice, issuing forth from my bag. At first I was like, what on earth is happening here? And then I realized that Doughhead me had forgotten to put the hold switch on the Olympus, and it was the one doing the talking. It was a recording I had made previously. I had to take a cab home because I had bought a ton of stuff, including some ginger ale, a big case of ginger ale. So I didn't want to walk home carrying all that. And so it was while I was in the cab that this voice came mysteriously from my bag, and I thought, oh, good grief. He's going to wonder what the heck is going on. But I don't think he noticed. Jeez. Oh, well. Anyhow, I'm getting really hungry, so I think I'm going to go see what I've got to eat for supper. So I shall speak to you all later.